This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The line between economic development and gentrification can be a fine one, a very fine one that often comes with a whole lot of tension. It happens in neighborhoods, it happens in commercial districts, and it happens with golf courses. Kate Davidson reports now from Washington, D.C., home as it happens to three public golf courses, all of them owned by the federal government.
These guys pulling up in their cars and unloading their clubs at D.C.'s historic Langston Golf Course, these guys have been at it a long time.
I've been playing here for, 50 or 60 years.
Charlie Green has a regular game with his buddy, John Gwynn.
He's been beating me lately, but that's going to change today.
That may change, but Green wants everything else about this neighborhood course, a haven for African-American golfers, to stay the same. Right now, he can play 18 holes for 18 bucks. Though he wouldn't mind better cart paths and maybe more sand in the sand traps. But that's it.
Because if they make it Augusta, they're going to price it out of my range.
He's talking about an idea proposed by some city council members to study a redesign of Langston that would turn it into a PGA championship course with the AAA Four Diamond restaurant and adjoining wine bar. D.C.'s lone Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton also thinks the courses need work.
It's like seeing all these jewels on the ground and say, why doesn't somebody pick them up and do something with them? They're valuable.
Her idea is to transform the East Potomac River course with its monument views into a world-class course with fees to match.
It probably could cater to the lobbyists and the other rich people who come here because the Congress is here.
They'd fly in, lobby, lobby, lobby.
And for the day, when they finish lobbying all of us,
they'd head out and fork out for a round of golf. Norton says higher fees at East Potomac could keep fees low at the other federal courses, which are all operated by a private company. But golfer Butch Duval doesn't want to get priced out of East Potomac. He won't even play on the new Jack Nicklaus course that just opened in Virginia.
It's about $95 to play a round of golf. Okay, well, love Jack, love golf, but I'm not $95 worth of golfing per round.
Right now, these are all just ideas about sustainability and how to use the city's assets. But does it even make sense to build a trophy course in today's golf economy? Jim Copenhaver of Pellucid Corp, which advises golf clients, says not really.
We've overbuilt what we call premium, penal, and pristine courses in the country.
In other words, there are already too many immaculate, difficult courses that are pricey to maintain and play. Americans are playing 50 million fewer rounds of golf than they did in 2000. So Copenhaver says supply should be built in line with what the average golfer wants. Fun.
The majority of them, they enjoy golf for the challenge of it. They enjoy it for its outdoors. They enjoy it for the social experience. And they somehow tolerate the fact that you're never going to be very good at it.
Unless you spend a lot of time on it. Question is how much money you spend along the way. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.